This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. My dear brothers and sisters, as many of us know that a very strong earthquake has hit south of Turkey and north of Syria. May Allah jalla wa ala help the people there. Subhanallah, thousands of people have lost their homes and shelters. So far, around 2,000 people have been killed. Still, thousands of people under those destroyed buildings, and the relief organizations are trying their best to rescue them. The situation in north of Syria in particular is very devastating, subhanallah. From one side, they have the war, they have poverty, the weather is very challenging, lack of resources, and on top of that, subhanallah, the earthquake. Here, I would like to send a few messages, my dear brothers and sisters. First of all, condolences for those who lost their beloved ones, for those who lost their properties, for those who lost their shelters and homes. May Allah Jalla wa Ala give you the best compensation in the dunya and in the akhirah. And remember that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, any calamity that hits you, Allah Jalla wa Ala removes some of your sins for that calamity. This is number one. Number two, my dear brothers and sisters, our dua and our support for our brothers in Turkey and our brothers in Syria. Number three, my dear brothers and sisters, we need to remember that anything that happens on this earth happens by the will of Allah Jalla wa Ala, the qadr of Allah Jalla wa Ala. Allah Jalla wa Ala says in the Quran, "Inna kulla shay'in khalaqnahu biqadr." We have created everything based on a will, based on a calculated will. Subhanallah. Allah Jalla wa Ala decreed that this earthquake to happen at this time, and that these consequences happen. Why Allah Jalla wa Ala decreed this? Allah Jalla wa Ala, my dear brothers and sisters, is the all wise. We cannot question him, although he can question us. However, we should remember, which is the fourth point, my dear brothers and sisters, that anything that comes from Allah Jalla wa Ala is khair. Please, brothers and sisters, remember this, especially those brothers and sisters in Syria and Turkey. This is khair. What happened to you is khair. Why? First of all, Allah Jalla wa Ala, when Allah Jalla wa Ala tests Muslims, Allah Jalla wa Ala wants either to elevate their status, or Allah Jalla wa Ala wants to remove some of their sins, or Allah Jalla wa Ala wants to bring them back to Him, and all of this is khair. That's why the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the people to be tested the most are the Anbiya, because they are the most beloved to Allah Jalla wa Ala. So if you are tested more, it means that Allah Jalla wa Ala loves you more. All what you need to do is to accept the qadr of Allah Jalla wa Ala and to try your best to help yourself and to help others. So please, brothers and sisters, remember this. Allah Jalla wa Ala doesn't do anything arbitrarily. And these things, these disasters, these natural disasters, from one side, yes, they are natural disasters, but they are, from the other side, under the control of Allah Jalla wa Ala. Allah Jalla wa Ala wouldn't allow them to happen for nothing. Allah Jalla wa Ala sometimes tells us the reason behind this, behind that, so we can prepare ourselves for that. The reasons can be physical, tangible reasons, or non-tangible reasons. We need to be ready, and we need to repent to Allah Jalla wa Ala. This is the fifth point. We need to repent to Allah Jalla wa Ala, because Allah Jalla wa Ala says, "Zahara al-fasadu fil barri wal bahri بما كسبت أيدي الناس لنذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون. فساد, earthquakes, disasters, calamities happen because of what people have earned by their hands, because of what people have done themselves, because we want them to come back to Allah Jalla wa'ala. So let us all go back to Allah Jalla wa'ala. And part of our tests, my dear brothers and sisters here in the UK and in Europe who have not been hit by this disaster, by this earthquake, part of our test is to see whether we are going to help our brothers and sisters in Syria or not. So let us fulfill what Allah Jalla wa'ala wants from us, and let us help our brothers and sisters as much as we can. I urge all the charities to mobilize as quick as they can, and I urge all the brothers and sisters to donate as much as they can to help our brothers and sisters in north of Syria and south of Turkey. Remember, this might just be an obligatory sadaqah. And at the end of the day, the Prophet ﷺ said, sadaqah does not decrease your wealth. May Allah Jalla wa'ala help us to help them. May Allah Jalla wa'ala help them. May Allah Jalla wa'ala remove their calamities. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.